from North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Noor Grove with your headlines for Tuesday, September 10th. About a dozen people gathered outside Chico's government offices yesterday to ask the city to do more for its unsheltered residents. NSPR's Alex Stetson has more.
The group asked the city to consider plans for a managed campground for unsheltered residents. The North State Shelter Team spearheaded the action. Charles Withune, president of the team, says enough people have already died on Chico's streets.
Shelter crisis is deadly and yet preventable. And the number of deaths is increasing from 2022. Every year there's been more deaths on the sidewalk in Chico. It is unprecedented in my history of being here since 1972, and I think it should be a call to action.
Community activist Beth Fox says she's heard community discussion about a homeless campsite for over a decade now without seeing much progress.
It just kind of disappears into a hole.
Withune says the North State Shelter Team proposed to the city that they manage such a site. It could accommodate up to 30 people and would have solar panels, a shower trailer, and a live-in site manager. Withune delivered binders with that proposal to city officials with 8 potential sites selected. He dropped off a copy for the city manager, public works director, and each of the city council members. But Chico City Manager Mark Sorensen said the nonprofit did not follow the proper steps to apply for any development. Applications needed to be filed for a single piece of property with the city's planning department. He responded to the most recent proposal yesterday by sending instructions on how to do that and where to submit the paperwork. Withune said other cities seem to have been able to address the shelter crisis more effectively than Chico has. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
The Butte County Board of Supervisors today will consider giving the go-ahead to purchase a new building for the county's behavioral health department. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
The department currently operates numerous programs from locations across Oroville. If approved, the $3.7 million purchase would allow it to consolidate its services under one roof. The building the county would purchase is 40,000 square feet. It was formerly the Feather River Recreation and Park District's headquarters and recreation center. The cost of modifying the building will be covered by a community development block grant that doesn't need to be matched by the county. Also on the agenda, board members will be asked to approve the appointment of Deanne Blankenship as interim public health director. This follows the announced retirement of current director Danette York, who will leave October 31st. Blankenship currently serves as the department's assistant public health director. Supervisors meet this morning at 9 o'clock. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
The Paradise Town Council today will hear an update on the town's sewer project. According to reporting by the Chico Enterprise Record, members will hear from contractors about where the project stands and what's next. The sewer connection project will include a wastewater pipeline running from Paradise to the Chico Water Pollution Control Plant. Paradise doesn't have a formal wastewater treatment facility of its own, which has impeded the town's development. Instead, homes and businesses have septic systems. Failed and failing septic systems create public health and environmental concerns. The city of Chico yesterday announced plans for several major road infrastructure projects. It called the upcoming work an unprecedented investment. Some of the projects planned for 2025 include replacements of the Salem Street and Pomona Avenue bridges for cars and pedestrians. In 2026, projects include construction of a new roundabout on Eaton Road and Highway 99. The work will be funded with Measure H dollars and unspent capital project funds from the previous fiscal year. It will total more than $150 million. And a panel of experts met Friday to weigh what the city of Marysville should do about the burned historic Marysville Hotel. The nearly 100-year-old hotel hosted guests like Bing Crosby and Babe Ruth, but it caught fire in June. A subsequent engineering report found it was at risk of collapse. Parts of Highway 70 near the hotel have been closed, causing traffic delays and hardship on surrounding businesses. According to reporting by the Appeal Democrat, the city is considering declaring the hotel a public nuisance, which would give it the right to demolish it and attempt to recuperate the costs. The paper reports legal representation for the hotel's owners told the city they're still exploring options to resolve the issue. The panel did not come to an immediate decision after its meeting Friday. And avian influenza, or bird flu, was detected in California dairy cattle for the first time in the state's history last month. The California Department of Public Health and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention do not consider the latest strain of the virus a significant public health threat. But scientists say the news is still important. Troy Klein is a professor of biological sciences at Chico State. He says the virus is mainly a risk for dairy cattle and farm workers in close contact with them. But the more the virus spreads between different species of mammals, the more dangerous it can become.
It increases the opportunity for the virus to pick up those mutations, make those adaptations that could cause a virus to emerge that now has the characteristics of being easily transmitted from person to person.
No human cases have been reported in the state. The CDPH reports California's dairy supply is not at risk of contamination. The three California dairies have been placed under quarantine while the infected cattle are treated. And in other health news, a salmonella outbreak linked to recalled eggs has sickened 65 people across the country, including in California. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the outbreak was linked to eggs from Milos Poultry Farms, LLC. They were sold to stores and restaurants in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois. The eggs have been linked to 24 hospitalizations. The CDC reports the number of sick consumers is likely much higher, as many people may not seek medical attention. Health officials advise those with recalled eggs to dispose of them and monitor for symptoms of salmonella. And those are your headlines for Tuesday, September 10th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Nora Grove.